Hagiga Yerushalmi corresponding to Hagiga Bavli, Daf Yud Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph on the base at the Mishnah, that's Halacha Gimel. Shama Imim Mevim Shlomim Be'in Samcha Alehim, Avaloi Oilais. Mishnah says, Be'Shama, I say we may bring Shlomim and Yom Tov, but we don't do Smicha on them, but not Oilais. Be'Shama Imim Mevim Shlomim Be'Oilais, Be'Samcha Alehim. Where if they still say we may bring Shlomim and Oilais, and do smicha on them. The Gemara says, "Beishamay aimim hutra smicha shalei kedarka." Beisil aimim lehutra smicha shalei kedarka. The Gemara says that Beishamay say smicha was permitted lei kedarka, which means abnormally. Beisil say smicha was not permitted abnormally. Is it smicha shalei kedarka? May ask not what's considered smicha shalei kedarka if it was done on the day before. Amar Rabbi Zeira, well, Amar Moedi ba'ashem etzayr shesamach alav may ask mal la yarsa. Shaman Nadava, Shesamach Aleim Esmol, Yalsa, Ma Pligin, Veshamish Hagiga. Zeru says that all agree that if one did smicha on an Asher Metzora from the day before, it was not Yotze because it says Ve'evi Vesamach. And all agree that if one did smicha from the day before on Shaman Nadava, that he was Yotze. What do they argue about Shalmei Hagiga? Veshamei Avdin Loin, Veshamei Nadava, Veshil Avdin Loin, Veshamei Metzora. Beishamai consider them like Shaman Nadava, and Beisela consider them like Osham Metzeva. Amr Yosa Hendad Amar Osham Metzeva Shesamach Alav Me'esmol Yarsa Bezmanai Iber Bezmanai Nase Kishalmi Nadava. Yosa says that you say that if one did smicha on Osham Metzeva from the day before, he was not Yotze, as if he bought it in its time, in the eighth day. If the time passed, it becomes like Shaman Nadava. I want to use it to smicha the day before. Amu beisel beishamai, ma im b'shar shani oisa lehedjet ha'ini mate legvaya, b'shar shani mate lehedjet in a din shenate legvaya. Beisel said to beishamai, if when I mean Hashem forbid all melacha to a hedjet means on Shabbos, I permit to Hashem means to offer to midim and musafim, people can be met with Hashem. So when I permit to a hedjet means melacha of Eichel Nefesh, of food preparation on Yom Tov, all the more so we should permit to Hashem, means to be able to bring all Karbonos to Hashem, even Oileis. Amu lahen beishamai v'harei nadorim v'nadovai shechichu shen v'torim lehejud v'asim legvaya. Beishamai said, well, nadorim v'nadovai disprove this because on Yom Tov, melacha v'eichel Nefesh is permitted to a hejud, to a regular person, and nadorim v'nadovai are forbidden to be brought to Hashem. Amu lahen beishamai elo, Layim amaltim and adorim and adobis, she'ain zman kavua, tomu bechagiga, she'zman kavua. Beisela said, if you say that nadorim and adobis are forbidden on Yom Tov, because they have no fixed time, will you say that the same applies to chagiga, whose time is fixed? Amulahen, beishamai, chagiga ain zman kavua, she'im loy chag berishain, chagig besheini, she'im loy chag besheini, chagig beshlishi. Beishamai says that chagiga's time is not fixed, because if you didn't offer it on the first day, he can offer it on the second day of the regular, and if not, he may offer it on the third. Amulahen, Beis Hillel, Chagiga, Zman HaKavua, Shem Leichag, Veregel, Ene Yoch Lachog, La'achar Regel. And Beis Hillel say, no, Chagiga's time is fixed, because if he didn't offer it during the regular, he cannot offer it after the regular. Amulahen, Beis Shammai, Alei Kvar Ne'ma, Acha She'yachal Lechol Nefesh, Hu Levada Yase Lachem. Beis Shammai says, when it already says, in Shmais Perek Yud Beis, Posak Zayin, just that is eaten to any person, only that may be, you may do for yourselves, meaning how can you permit an oila which people may not eat? Amulahem Beis Hillel, Misham Aya, Lochem Eino Naase Aval Naase Hu Legvaya. Beis Hillel says, do you bring a proof from there? It's done Lochem, rather it's done for Hashem, means the limitation of Achashe Yoichel Hu Levadoi applies only to what is Lochem, and you're going to be using yourselves, but not the word of Hashem. Abishol eimer tam acher ma im b'shar she kiraschah satuma kiras rabcha pesucha b'shar she kiraschah pesucha in adin shitei kiras rabcha pesucha. Abishol said a different reason. When your oven is sealed, which means on Shabbos when you may not cook, your master's oven is open, as we offer on the Zeach, then when your oven is open on Yom Tov, all the more so your master's oven should be open or Kavanas. Reikam. Another reason it's improper that your table is full and your maker's table is empty. Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabun, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Haba Ava, Koymei Sidra, Shama, Kolhoin, Koye, Adem Sukkah, Yisru LaHashem Zochim, Yalu Oilos LaHashem, Melachos, Ayoim Haru. Rabbi Yosi Rabun said that Reish Lakish was passing by the Beit Medrash and heard the children reading the Pasuk in Dvorim in Devar Yomim Aleph, in Perek Chof Tes Pasuk Chof Aleph, and they slaughtered the Hashem sacrifices, and they brought up burnt offerings to Hashem the day after that day. He said, the one who breaks the pasuk between Zrochim and Yalu, means they offered Shlomen that day on Yom Tov and Olos the next day, holds that Beishamai. The one who reads the entire pasuk without a break means they offered both Shlomen and Olos the next day, holds even like Beis Hillel. Nicha Olos lemachas, Hayem Ahu, Shlomen lemachas Hayem, Vein Shlomen Boim, Beishamai. The Gemara asked, well, granted according to Beishamai, we could say that they offered Olos the next day. Why did they wait for Shlomen until the next day? Does Shlomen not come on Yom Tov even according to Beishamai? Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Bun, David, Meis, Ba'atzeres, Vahayukol Yisrael Oinim, Meikuvu Lamacha. Yosef Rabbi Bun answered that David died on Shurus, and all of Yisrael were Oinim, so they couldn't offer that day, and they offer the next day. Ma'aseh Behel Azokain, Shehevi, Oilosai, Le'azoa, Vasamachale, Chavu Alav Tamidei Veshamai, Hifchel, Mekashkesh, Beznava, Amalahen, Ru'u Nekevihi, Ushlamim, Yifligon, Bedroim, Ha'ocholahen. A case occurred in which Hillel HaZaken brought his oil to the Azorah on Yom Tov and did smich on it. The students of Beis Shammai ganged up against him. He began to wag its tail, and he said to him, see, it's a female, because when the tail is lifted, the female organs are visible. And it's a shlomim. He diverted them with words, and they went away. And some days later, Beis Shammai overpowered and wanted to fix the halacha like the words. Rav Ben Buta was there from Beis Shammai, and he knew the halacha followed Beis Hillel. B'machas nichnas la'azor, b'matza shoymemes, ama yishom bateihem shal elu sheishomu es beis alikeinu. Once he entered the Azor on Yom Tov and found it almost desolate, he said the houses of these who are not offering oilus today should be desolate because they made desolate at him's house. Ma'asa shalach ve'evi shloishes alofim tle mitzoin kada ovikron me'mumin ve'emida ma'habayis amalahen shim'uni achai be'sisho komi shu'oitze yavi oilus yavi v'yismich yavi shlomim v'yismich. What did he do? He bought 3,000 lambs from the flock of Kedah, which is high quality animals, and he checked them to ensure they didn't have blemishes. He stood them on Harabayis and said, hear me, my brothers, when you saw whoever wants to bring oilis, bring and do smicha, whoever wants to bring shlomim and do smicha. At that time, the halacha was fixed like Beis Hillel, and no one said anything to protest. I should say, Kol Kashvusa Boy Miloy Sasa Dekasa Mine Ube. Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Elazar said that a beam needs its own kai, means an axe, with a wooden handle to cut it. Beis Shammai was rejected only from Bava Ben Buta, who was one of them. The wood becomes wormy from a worm that began inside itself. Kol Gumma Le Kavya Bashata Le Kavya. Any coal that's not ignited in its time, it will not be ignited later without a great fire. It means because initially Hillel did not defend his opinion, it took a lot of effort to establish a halacha like him afterwards. Masa be'echad mitamidi Beis Hillel, shehevi oilosei la'azor v'samach alea v'o echad mitamidi Beis Shammai, amalehen ma'azu smicha, amaloi ma'azu shtika v'shisku v'nazifa v'halachlei. A case occurred with one of the students of Beis Hillel who brought his oila to the Azor on Yom Tov and did smicha on it. One of the Talmidim Beis Shammai saw and said to them, what is this smicha? And he said back, what is this silence? I mean, he angrily silenced him and he went away. Now to Halacha Dalet. At Seres Shechal Liyos Erev Shabbos, Beis Shammai Oimim, Yom Tavoch La'acha Shabbos. the Mishnah says, if Shavuot is 7 hours of Shabbos, Beis Shammai say, Yom Tovoch, which is the day to bring Oilos, which cannot be brought on Yom Tov, is after Shabbos. Says there is no Yom Tovoch, means everything may be brought on Yom Tov. Moedim, she'en chala liyos b'Shabbos, she'yom Tovoch l'achas Shabbos, ve'en kohen gadol mislabesh b'keilav, mutoim b'hesped v'tanis, v'lekayim ezdivya ha'imrim atzeres l'achas Shabbos. Agreed that if it fell on Shabbos, Yom Tovoch is after Shabbos, which is Sunday, and the kohen gadol does not wear his bigdei kahuna, and that day people are permitted in eulogies and fasting, lest we support those who say that Shavuos is always after Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Aseres shechal liyos erev Shabbos, v'shem ra'imim yom tovoch shela l'achas Shabbos, v'yisil lo'imim ein la yom tovoch ela yoma hu tovucha." The Gemara brings, "If Shavuos fell on erev Shabbos, v'shem I say it's yom tovoch is after Shabbos, v'yisil I say it has no yom tovoch. Rather, the day of Shavuos itself is for shechita of all korbanos." Abe Shammai Oimer Yom Tavuch Shela Achas Shabbos Ve'en Kohen Gadol Mislabesh B'Keilav Mikra V'Chomer. Abe Shammai say that if Yom Tavuch is after Shabbos and the Kohen Gadol does not wear his garments, his extra garments, and that's Mikra V'Chomer. Ma'im B'Shar She'yesh Sham Shlom Ve'Oilos Kedui B'Tilal Ein Kohen Gadol Mislabesh B'Keilav B'Shar She'en Shlom Ve'Oilos Kedui B'Shammai Le'Kol She'ken. If when Shavuos fell on Shabbos and on Yom Tavuch there are Shlom and Oilos even according to B'Tilal, when Gadol does not wear his garments, when Shavuos fell on Erev Shabbos, and on Yom Tavuch, there aren't Shlamim and Oilos, rather only Oilos, according to Beis Shammai, or the more so, he does not wear his garments. Okay, Echad Oime, B'chag HaKetzir, Ikurim Ma'asecha, because of Echad Oime, Kamelechaz Avedo Lo Yisasu. Well, pointed out a contradiction. The Pasuk in Shemois Chof Gimel, Pasuk Tez Zayin, says that, and the festival harvest of your first crops of your hands. And another pasuk says in Vayikra, Chof Gimel Zayin, all melacha you shall not do. Amar Bichananya, Kesa Diskaimu Shnei Mikrois Alalu, Vishashu Chal, Vachol, Atchegig Vashavis, Vishashu Chal Vishavis, Amacha Atchegig Vakesa. Bichananya answers that how do we fulfill both of these? When Shavuos falls during the week, you bring Chagiga and Sisa Melacha. When Shavuos falls on Shabbos, the next day, means Yom Tavuach, you bring Chagiga, and you may weep. Amar Rav Yosi Bar Bun, Vavad, Shavuos Shekalem Le'isasei. Rav Yosi Bar Bun says it is permitted only if his dough was finished, but if one has food, he may not do Melacha of Eichel Nefesh to make more of the same kind. Adol Tani Lahen, Inish, Tihavi, Aloi, Ain Pikurin Aima Hari Alai Aid Sim Lavir, Vigizoin, the Maracha also Behesped of Tanis, Mulasis Mlacha by Bien. It's like it was taught about one who has a vow on himself to bring wood from the Mizrach or Bikurim. As he said, it's upon me to bring wood from the Mizrach or logs for the Maracha, for the wood part of the Mizrach. The day he brings is like a Yom Tov, he's forbidden in eulogies, fasting and Malacha on that day. And the Mishnah says they agree if it fell on Shabbos that it's Yom Tovoch is after Shabbos. Ah, Beis Hillel Oimim Yom Tovoch Shela L'Achas Shabbos Oiros Shami. The Gemara asks, Beis Hillel says that it's Yom Tovoch is after Shabbos. Who receives the skins of Oilos offered on Yom Tovoch? On Yom Tov or the Mishmaris share them. Rabbi Tavi B'Shem Rabbi Yoshia. If Palgun of Yechon of Shemilokish, of Yechon Omer, shall call a Mishmois, of Shemilokish Omer, shall Oisei HaMishma. And Rav Tavi, quoting Rav Yosha, answered that Rav Yechon of Shlokish disagreed about this. Rav Yechon said that they are of all the Mishmois, Rav Shlokish says that they are of that Mishma that serves that day, according to the rotation. But Omer, Yom, Shesei Tavuch, Shechala Lach HaShabbos, Oiro Shemmi, Plugta to Yechon of Shemilokish. Can you say that when Yom Tovoch is after Shabbos, who receives the skins is a disagreement between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish? Certainly all agree that these are korbanos of the regel, and they are therefore of all the Mishmois. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Yesh la tashlumim kol shiva. Rabbi Yochanan says that Shavuos has tashlumim all 7 days. He says, Rabbi Hoshea, v'hatani ma'ach chadash l'menuyav yom echad, afad seres l'menuyav yom echad. Moshe asked what it was taught, just like a month is according to its constituent parts, means we count 30 days and we have Mekadesh to be Rosh Chodesh one day. Also, sure that the quantity is constituent part means we count 50 days and it's only one day.
The answer that surely ideally it's one day, Riachan teaches that if he didn't bring the Chagig on the first day, he may bring it any time during all 7 days. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, says that every day the Kohen Gadol wears his big day kohuna and comes and offers the morning tamid.
If Nedoim and Nedovos, he offers them and goes and eats in his house. He comes and offers the afternoon tamid and goes to the Palhadrin chamber.
The Ukva,
quoting Shimon Levi, said he didn't do this except on Shabbosos and Yom Tevim.
Some teach that the sits is meratzah means the golden plate that goes on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol makes karbonos acceptable even if tumah occurred when it's on his forehead. And some teach that it's meratzah even if it's in the corner and not on his head.
The one who says that it's meratzah only when it's on his forehead learns from Bahaya Amitzchay Tomet. The one who says it's even when it's in the corner learns from Yom Kippur. Surely it's meratzah even when he wears only the big day lavan.
Mandama Tzitz meratzah Amitzchay Misailu Yosef Bun Mandama Afilu Bezovis Misailu Rabbi Ukva.
One who says that it's meratzah only when it's on his forehead supports Rabbi Yosef Bun, who says that he wears his begadim every day. The one who says even if it's in the corner supports Rabbi Ukva, who says that he did so only on Shabbos v'Yom Tov.